Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Daf Hei, Yevamos 5a, pagination, page 9. We're dealing with a topic called Yibum, where a man who is married dies without children, and he has a living brother. That living brother has a mitzvah to do either Yibum or Chalitza on the wife of his deceased brother. Now, our first Mishnah in the Masechta considered the situations where either that woman or her co-wife in that same relationship with the deceased brother is a relative of the living brother, beyond the fact that she's his sister-in-law, obviously, and Yibum is going to require that they either go through with the marriage or do Chalitza, the rejection ceremony. But even how do you handle other cases where there's a relative in this relationship? For example, the deceased brother was married to his niece, being the daughter of the living brother. Is the living brother supposed to do Yibum in that case? And we're told that no, he would not do Yibum in that case, but it needed a special limud, a special word aleha to tell us, because otherwise we would have thought that asei docha lo sasei, that the mitzvah asei, the positive command to do Yibum, is going to push away various types of lo sasei prohibitions, even in this application of arayis, and even perhaps that the erva is chayve krisus, a very serious type of lo sasei. All of this is being considered. And we were told on the previous daf dalid, that this concept of asei docha lo sasei is learnt from tzitzis. Tzitzis include wool threads dyed with techeles, with a special type of blue dye, and they're being placed even on a linen garment. And that's an example of shatnez, a forbidden mixture of wool and linen. And it's being permitted because there's a juxtaposition of the mitzvah of tzitzis to the mitzvah of shatnez. And the Gemara told us that the reason this juxtaposition is significant and becomes a comparison worthy of note is because the words tzemer upishtim are extra. The words wool and linen are extra, because Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael hold, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael holds, that any time that it says beged, garment, in the Torah, it automatically means wool and linen. Those two types of garments, either a wool garment or a linen garment, those are the definition of garments. And therefore, the words tzemer upishtim, that you have to put tzitzis on tzemer upishtim, are extra, because obviously if you have to put tzitzis on a garment, garment by definition means it's either wool or linen. Those are the primary types of garments. And therefore, when it says wool, linen, it's coming to tell you la'afnuye, to let you know that you should follow this juxtaposition to its important conclusion, that you would affix tzitzis, which are wool, even to a linen garment. The Gemara continues and tells us that there is a dissenting opinion regarding this Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, and that is something that's taught to us by Rava. on Dalet Amud Beis 4b, pagination 8, counting up from the bottom about 13 lines, Rava Rami. Rava had a question. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, Hakonof Min Konof, that you should make the tzitzis from the same type that the corner of the garment is. Uksiv, and it also says, Tzemer Upishtim, that you should make the tzitzis out of wool and linen. Haketzad, how does this happen? So Rava teaches us that the significance of Tzemer Upishtim, wool and linen, is not that this is the only type of garment that tzitzis applies, but rather, Tzemer Upishtim Potrim Ben Biminon Ben Shelo Biminon, that wool and linen are universal types of tzitzis, and they could be affixed to any type of garment. In other words, all types of garments are obligated in tzitzis, but tzemer and pishtim, wool and linen, are universal to be made for tzitzis, for these garments. Sha'ar minin, other types, biminan potrin, shelo biminan ein potrin. But if you had a different type of material, you decided to do cotton, for example, so then cotton would have cotton tzitzis. You have to match it to the same type. And this is the opinion of Rava. Now, there are two ramifications that we'd like to focus on regarding this statement of Rava. One ramification is following the sequence of our Gemara. We're looking for a proof that an asay pushes away a los asay. And we said that we're going to get that example of asay of tzitzis pushes away the los asay of shatnez because tzemer and pishtim, those two words, are extra. And la'afnuye, it teaches us to follow through on that juxtaposition and learn that you're allowed to affix wool tzitzis to a linen garment. But if Rava uses tzemer and pishtim for a whole different purpose, to teach you all garments are obligated in tzitzis, and you're affixing either wool tzitzis or linen tzitzis, or the same type as the garment tzitzis, then tzemer and pishtim are no longer extra, and we're not being taught the concept of shatnez being pushed away for the mitzvah of tzitzis in this application. Following through on that issue, we move on to today's daf, Yevamos daf hei amud aleph. Teinech l'tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, I understand, according to Tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, we have an example of asei docha lo sasei, because the asei of tzitzis, wool tzitzis, being put on a linen garment is pushing away the lo sasei called shatnez. L'rabbanan minaluhu, but according to the dissenting opinion presented by Rava, that tzemer and pishtim is a whole different reason, and it's not coming to teach you that you're going to do shatnez. How do you know an example of asei docha lo sasei? Any example. Give me an example of asei docha lo sasei that a positive command would push away a prohibition. And the Gemara answers, nafka lehu me rosho. We're going to learn it from the case of rosho, which is dealing with a metzora who has to have his head shaved. The Tanya we learn. Rosho, his head. Matamud lomar, why do you need to tell me this? What is the focus? Lefisha nema, because normally, lo sakifu pa'as roshchem, you're not allowed to cut off the peyos of the head. Shameya ani af mitzora kein. I would think that even a mitzora has the same rule. Tamud lomar rosho. So the word rosho tells me, clarifies for me. So let's see the Rashi over here, which is about 10 lines down from the top. Rashi says, Ilav de Rabbi Kra, if not for the fact that the Torah says the extra word Rosho to tell you the entire head, Hava amina lo lekuf. I would think that you do not cut off all the hair because you have to leave his peyos. Alma ashma inan kura. But now that the Torah tells me rosho, and tells me that I should shave off everything as a positive command, the osi asei v'dochi lo sasei. We have an example here of shaving the peyos, which you normally would be prohibited from doing. We're having a positive command telling you shave, even though it pushes away a prohibition. Umeyacha nafka, and this would be the source of asei docha lo sasei, that a positive command pushes away a negative. Hilkach itzterech alel lemesar erva liyibum, and that's why we needed the pasuk aleha to tell me that if the woman in that relationship with the deceased brother is a relative of the living brother, you should not do the yibum, and chalitza will not be necessary. Delotema, we need to let you know that you shouldn't say asi asei de yibum v'dachi lav de achos isha, that the mitzvah, positive command of yibum, is going to push away the erva. Rather, aleha teaches us that the erva stands. The second issue, which is a little bit easier to appreciate and more practical for us, is found in Siman Tes in Shulchan Aruch, and that is a fundamental machlokes whether garments that are not wool and or linen are included in the mitzvah of tzitzis mida oraisa or only midrabanon rabbinically. The Mechaber writes, Ein chayev betzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. The only cases of biblical obligation, and if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis biblically, it's either wool or linen garment, one or the other. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, k'detana devei Rabbi Yishmael. That's the opinion of Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. Everything else, a cotton garment, etc., is only midrabanon rabbinically. Says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim, there are others who say, tekulu chayavim mida oraisa, all garments are obligated mida oraisa, and that's the opinion presented by Rava, which is that Semer and Pishtim in the Pasuk tell us that you're allowed to put tzitzis of Semer or tzitzis of Pishtim, wool tzitzis or linen tzitzis on any garment. They are the universal match. But in any other case, you would have to match the tzitzis to the same type as the garment. And again, as our Gemara developed it, once we understand Tzemer and Pishtim teaching Mishatnez or not teaching Mishatnez, if it's not teaching me the mitzvah of Shatnez, asei docha lo sasei, then we need another source. And that source is found on the top of today's daf in the case of Mitzora, where we're discussing the shaving of his head, even though it's going to shave off his peyos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.